The Last Starship is 2026's most slept-on space game. You need to check out this FTL-like shipbuilding strategy gem. I'm a pretty thrifty guy. No one will ever accuse me of being a hoarder or a bulk shopper. You won't ever see me at a Costco lugging around 48-count packs of toilet paper, hernia-inducing apple bags, or ginormous 5-pound boxes of goldfish crackers. But after tinkering around with The Last Starship for a while, I think I could be converted into a doomsday prepper, someone who loads up on necessary supplies and has a keen sense of the proper protocol for acquiring stockpiles of food, water, ammo, and, if I were stuck out in deep space, oxygen. After being available in early access for nearly 3 years, The Last Starship 1 was finally released on February 6, 2026, for PC from Introversion Software, the same inventive creators of Prison Architect. It's hardly a new release at this point, but I've been absorbed by it for the last few months, and it's definitely one that space game fans should check out. This engaging indie sci-fi video game teaches single-player gamers how to strategically operate an interstellar shipping and trading conglomerate. It does this by repeatedly driving home the importance of planning ahead while operating in the cold vacuum of outer space and fortifying your sturdy spaceship. Oh, and watch out for space pirates. Introversion's The Last Starship is officially classified as a 2D space construction and simulation game, where you design, build, and upgrade your very own working starship. Once it's in operational order, you strike out into the starfields to investigate colorful solar systems, discover rare resources, and even stumble upon arcane secrets. There's a dreamy, meditative element to The Last Starship that can't be denied, even in this middle-aged gamer's attitude of flying by the seat of my pants and holding an advanced degree in procrastination from Cambridge University. You get a sense of genuine pride in accomplishing goals, fine-tuning your interstellar trading operations, and seeing them flourish before you. Just as in real life, your specific choices will dictate your personal odyssey, whether you're a brave soul itching to become a pirate hunter, a working Joe looking to get into salvaging, mining, or transport delivery, or a visionary scientist like the Stargate engineer. First, choose an appropriate spaceship hull, then boost its propulsion system with engines, add critical life support systems, external sensors, thrusters. Then, supply your crew with tasty chow and some bristling lasers and autocannons to test your might on the battlefield against space buccaneers. Rescue crews and civilians in peril, or go into business for yourself, organizing an asteroid mining camp for profit. The choice is yours. And for my fellow right-brained individuals who can barely fathom how a basic kitchen toaster works, this indie gem is a real eye-opener to the planning and engineering know-how that goes into such fantastic machines. Once you're up and running, and your dutiful crew is bustling about carrying out various operational tasks, you're free to explore the galaxy in your new cosmic ride as its proud captain, picking up missions. Gliding around the cosmos as the master of your own epic domain with your starship humming happily beneath you provides a supreme sense of satisfaction. Mostly you'll be hopping around the open world environment, building and customizing your vessel, and grabbing contracts for a variety of legitimate and illegitimate enterprises to fatten your alien skin wallet. Feeling ambitious? Become a hustler as a commercial space bus driver, or strike out excavating and smelting minerals for profit to sell and bolster your bank account to purchase even larger starships or equipment upgrades. Feeling lazy? Just play around and create cool ships while traversing the universe. For intrepid commanders, the game's procedurally generated map delivers missions and meteor storms featuring a multitude of characters inhabiting their own storylines waiting to be uncovered. Managing your resources will be of the utmost importance, but organizational aptitude and drone deployment will exponentially increase your survivability in the final frontier. Intense space combat sessions do remind me of some of the cooler, close-quarters battle scenes in The Expanse. On the slight downside, The Last Starship might be a bit rudimentary for gamers seeking more challenging logistical endeavors, as I've found it's pretty easy to build up your spaceship. Obstacles are usually solved easily by slapping on another module or installing more reactors and managing your oxygen and CO2. Despite that, It's a thoroughly enjoyable initial iteration that's constantly receiving attentive updates and patches, so hang with it, ye gallant captains. The Last Starship is an excellent 2D open-world spaceship-building game that offers tons of strategy fun in a nostalgic visual package. If you're an FTL fanatic, you'll absolutely dig it. The Last Starship is available for purchase on Steam, Humble Store, and GOG for Windows and macOS. Oh, and there's a free demo you can check out if you're on the fence. You must confirm your public display name before commenting. Please log out and then log in again. You will then be prompted to enter your display name. Jeff Spry is an award-winning screenwriter and veteran freelance journalist covering TV, movies, video games, books, and comics. His work has appeared at SYFY Wire, Inverse, Collider, Bleeding Cool, and elsewhere. Jeff lives in beautiful Bend, Oregon amid the Ponderosa Pines, classic muscle cars, a crypt of collector horror comics, and two loyal English setters.